The wall. Several sections of the old wall and towers still remain today. On this guided visit, you will see La Torre de los Monjes, La Torre de Andes, and La Torre del Tintoré. The configuration and the limits of medieval Tarragona were delineated by the wall that surrounded the upper part of the Roman city. Its basic function was to provide security to the people and to protect them when danger threatened. Tarragona had three guarded gates at each of the four points of the compass. To the north was the Portal de Valcorba, located on the site that is now occupied by the Hermitage of Sant Magí, on Carrer el Portal del Carro. To the south, we have the Portal de Nolivera, located at the start of Carrer Major, close to the Baixada de Misericordia, and those to the east and west were located close to where the Sant Antoni and del Roser gates are located today. Other gates were also used to enter and leave the city, such as the Jewish gate leading to the Jewish quarter, which was located around Passage de Sant Antoni, at the end of Carrer de la Portela, next to the wall. The medieval wall was constructed in two main phases. The first of these took place during the 12th century, and as is shown in clip 18, took advantage of the old Roman wall and the southern part of the Mourvel, old wall. A new section was built during the 14th century, and this used part of the structure of the Roman circus, expanding the city to the south. This wall was known as the new wall, or muraleta, to distinguish it from the old one, and uses part of the facade of the Roman circus, running parallel to what is now the Rambla Vella. The building of the new wall in the 14th century transformed some of the structures of the Roman circus. Three octagonal towers were constructed for defensive purposes. The Torre de los Monjes, which you can see from the Rambla Vella, and which takes its name from the convent of Clarist nuns, or Menoretes, constructed in 1287, are located on the other side of the road. It is known that the tower had been completed by 1370. It has a height of 18 metres and is made from small stone blocks and masonry. Around the middle of the 16th century, during the reign of Charles V, a fortified townhouse, named after the king, was built here. The name also extended to the tower, and some of its remains can still be seen. At the intersection between La Baixada de Misericordia and El Carrer Mayor, which you will have passed if you selected clip 17, you will find one of the city gates, the Portal de Nolivera, which was once flanked by the towers of Arandes and Barro de Cuatro Torres, or Morenes. You can see some of the remains of the Torre de Arandes at number 20 of Carrer del Ferrer. At number 13 of the Via dell'Imperi Roma, you will find the Torre del Tintoré, which you have already seen if you have viewed clip 15. This is one of the defensive towers attached to the Roman wall and was constructed in medieval times. It is made from stone and mortar and is rectangular in shape. The top part still retains some of its defensive features. From the Rambla Vella, where we saw the Torre de los Monjes, turn left and go along the Passage de Sant Antoni, going around the walls you just visited. You will come across some steps on the left at the foot of the King's Castle. Continue past these and you will arrive at the Carrer de la Portela, also on the left. A few yards down and another turn left will lead you to the Plaza dels Àngels, where you can observe the last remnants of the Jewish quarter of Tarragona.